Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I am my SD mom, Amber.
I'm my SD mom, Sarah.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Hi. So, have you heard about this YouTube kids suicide challenge thing going around?
A little bit.
So, apparently, let me fill you in.
Yeah.
Suicide instructions are spliced into kids' cartoons on YouTube Kids and YouTube.
Not even regular YouTube. It's YouTube Kids, too.
As well, yeah. Some mom, I guess, found out.
I heard it might be a hoax. Whether it is or not, I don't think they've gotten further enough into the investigation at this point for us to know. It brings up a really scary thing that I feel like, as moms, we're thinking about all the time.
For sure. And I feel guilty because I let all my kids watch YouTube videos when I'm not in the room.
Now, refresh me on the ages of your kids.
I have a 13, a 12, a 9, and a 5-year-old. So even the 5-year-old.
Ages, yeah. We're all guilty, almost all of us, I should say, of giving our kids some sort of screen time. I have to say, it's some of the only time I can find sanity on the busy weeknights where you're scrambling. You're like, I just need 15 minutes to put some dinner together.
And, absolutely.
And the only thing that can capture their attention for so long without them fighting is letting them share the iPad.
Right. Or watching YouTube on the TV. But here's the thing. When I let that happen, I'm not paying attention at all.
Right. Because that's
what's
your
going on.
Moment to
exactly.
Escape and do your mom stuff.
And now I feel really, really guilty because now this has come out, whether or not it's true.
Right.
It's like, how often do I actually let her watch it freely with me not paying attention to what she's watching?
We had a moment where everything changed for us in that regard. A good friend of mine who has kids who are just a few years older, which is always a good barometer of what's to come, her son got into some questionable content on YouTube Kids. He was just watching a video of a woman reading children's stories when all of a sudden she was topless reading children's stories. Don't know how it got past, the YouTube censors, but this was on YouTube Kids. And I had a moment where I realized, you know what? Maybe we don't need, or we're just going to wipe the iPad clean. That's what we're going to do. We had a bunch of apps on there from when the kids were toddlers, and I was like, you know what? It's about time that I went through this. I thought I had all these parental controls on, by the way. I didn't.
That's scary.
Totally something to check. But even with the parental controls, it's kind of crazy what can get by.
Yeah, totally.
So I don't know. It's not something that I suggest everybody do. Wiping the iPad clean is kind of extreme, but it's worked for us, and it's eased a lot of my concerns because I'm like, I know they can't. There's not even a browser. Like, they can't even get on the internet on their iPad.
How were they right after you wiped everything off?
It didn't have as big of an impact as I thought it would. Truthfully, I thought they would be, whining about it and but we've since put on some other some apps, but they're educational ones that were okayed by the school.
Oh, that's good.
And it's just enough to keep them busy. And if they do want to go browse the internet, they have to be sitting with one of us next to them.
That's very smart. How old are your kids again?
My son is about to be 6 and my daughter is 8. So right around the time where, they start learning in school how to Google stuff and research. It's under the guise of it's school research, but she knows how to search for things. If she's curious about something, she knows how to get on the internet
and type
in the keywords.
Remember when we were kids, we would look up bad words in the dictionary?
Yes!
It's like that, but times 1,000,
That's the 2019 version.
Oh my gosh,
totally.
I can imagine.
I mean, these are all decisions every parent has to make for themselves, but man, it's scary.
It is scary. And the scariest part for me, too, is with the YouTube she'll watch a video and then it'll just go into the next video, into the next video. And then if I'm not paying attention at all, which most of the time I'm not while she's watching it, you never know what's going to pop up.
Same with Netflix. We have a guest bedroom and it was like my saving grace for a while to just put them in there. They could lay on the bed after a long day at school and karate and whatever and just watch some kids shows. But it would just roll into the next thing.
And you're not knowing what's rolling into. Setting.
Right. They were getting into some like tween shows and teenage shows, and it wasn't the worst stuff you've ever heard, but I was like, I'm not ready for my 5-year-old to see like even making out.
Right, totally.
And those are a big part of those like teenage shows. Ah,
I know.
It's so hard.
So hard.
But I also don't want to be one of those super extreme parents who's like, we don't do screen time, because I know that's unrealistic for our family.
Yeah, same here.
I don't know how parents who, I mean, you know, whatever works for you, of course, but
I honestly don't even really limit screen time, which I feel like I should.
Do your two older ones have phones?
Yes.
I forget if I've asked you that before.
They both have phones, and then my 9-year-old has an iPod, and she does like a lot of Musical.ly apps.
Oh, like, yeah. That's the one where you can like sing along to.
But now I'm thinking, like, what is she seeing on that? Because I don't sit there and watch her look at other videos, you know?
Yeah, and are the songs censored? Are they the, like, radio edit? Do they have bad words in them?
I don't know. I feel really guilty after this conversation. I'm going to go home and limit all the screen time.
Oh, man.
No, well, but this whole YouTube suicide thing, that really freaked me out.
Yeah. Well, you know what? At the very least, it's a good opportunity for us as parents
to check ourselves.
Just go through. Yeah. Go through and do a once over.
Yeah,
you might be
totally
surprised at what you find, or you might find that, you know what? I'm good. I've got all my parental controls.
I've been doing it right all along.
Where I need
along.
Them to be. Yeah. Oh,
I honestly know that I have not been doing it right all along.
We are all just doing our best to get through every
get
day,
by.
Right? Every day, right? I don't think I can say goodbye to the iPad forever, though. I need that 15 minutes to throw together the Trader Joe's dinner.
There you go. See, you're doing Trader Joe's dinner. That's good.
Shortcuts. Thank you, Trader Joe's.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining. I am my SD mom, Amber.
And I'm my SD mom, Sarah.
See ya.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.